Welcome to this month's special guest interview.
This month, I'm very pleased to have Richard Mehta as my special expert guest. Richard Mehta is the owner of Ergogenics Nutrition and an avid snowboarder, hiker, environmentalist, and animal rights activist. He graduated from the Institute of Holistic Nutrition in 2000 and started his company Ergogenics in 2006. The mission of Ergogenics is to advocate a move towards plant-based nutrition for better health, environmental sustainability, and compassion for animals. Richard operates his company with the highest degree of integrity, and his products contain only carefully selected organic ingredients that he regularly consumes himself. The goal of his company is to become successful as his clients see success in their own well-being through the regular use of Ergogenics products. Good morning, Richard, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update.
Good morning, Corey.
It's great to have you online, and thanks so much for making the time. So looking at your bio, what comes to mind is your education background. What was it about the Institute of Holistic Nutrition that attracted you to it as a student?
I like the fact that they had a well-rounded program, and coming from someone who was studying science before, I found that they had a great science program, and then they had some herbology, Ayurveda, and a few other things in the holistic realm that just added benefit. And then they also had an environmental and health class, which kind of brings me to where I am today with the message that I'm trying to send out and then the products that I'm trying to put together as well.
Understood. So did you grow up as an athlete playing a variety of different sports?
My childhood was baseball, soccer, and hockey. That's pretty much what I was playing all the way into high school, and then things kind of changed from there, and I got into snowboarding and more of the sports where you're more doing things on your own rather than with a team. But even with those, you do go out with your friends and you're learning things and you're doing it together, which still involves a bit of team encouragement, I guess.
Right. So now let's get to where you are now. Talk about that process from maybe going back a decade or so that led you to the development of your company, getting into manufacturing, because there's a lot of different paths one can choose and follow in the natural health industry, you know, retail, wholesale, consulting. And why did you choose this path? And are you happy that you'd made that decision?
Yeah, definitely happy that I made the decision. There was a learning curve after I graduated and, you know, I went straight into retail, which was a great experience. And I even tried to do some consulting on my own as well. But what it really was being in the health food store and kind of seeing what the market was lacking and possibly bringing something new and different to the table. And that's kind of where it all began, with an idea and then executing it.
So maybe you can just tell us about Ergogenics, what it actually is. If you had to describe to somebody, like, you know, you meet someone for the first time and they say, what do you do? How would you describe what you do?
What I do, the idea of Ergogenics is it's a sports line that is holistic. It's whole food based. I think what I saw in the sports industry, I guess, or the bodybuilding industry, was that there were a lot of products that I would consider junk supplements. What Ergogenics is anything but that, and it's supplements that are going to help to, you know, give the athlete vitamins and nutrients that they require to perform better. So that would describe what Ergogenics Nutrition is all about.
Right. And I'm all over what you said about the junk crap and sports nutrition. I mean, I'm motivated for change for the same reasons. You know, these things are promoted in ridiculous magazines and all kinds of strange, weird claims are made about them. But from what I can see, the products that you have are reliable, they're based on good science and evidence, and they're milestones ahead in many ways. So now there's this line I kind of read a bit about the movement that you invite people to join on your website. Can you talk about this movement that you're behind?
So the Join the Movement is, you know, our concerns for climate change. And that's basically where it stems from. So as we know, we've got increased pollution coming from animal agriculture, burning of fossil fuels. It's created deforestation and ocean acidification. You know, this is a problem that's going to affect our health and then the health of the planet. The idea behind it is to include the consumer in a movement that we believe in and to join in and let them know that their dollar is actually going somewhere when they do purchase our products, as we donate to three organizations, which is Tree for the Future, Mercy for Animals, and Farm Sanctuary.
Very cool. Now, your manufacturing slash distribution facility, obviously you have a place where the products are stored and Yes. You fulfill movement and you distribute them and send them out. Now, do you import products already packaged and labeled, or do you start from scratch and import raw materials and then quarantine them and analyze them and then put them into capsules? Whereabouts are you on that level?
We have a manufacturer that does that. Basically, we're doing the purchasing of raw materials, and then everything's processed here in Canada and then put together and then sent to us and stored in our warehouse facility.
Can you talk about the regulation politics or some of the obstacles that you've had with, say, getting an NPM number or dealing with Health Canada? Have you had any problems?
Fortunately, no. We haven't had any issues with Health Canada. The NPN numbers definitely took a bit of time, and I think they're a bit backlogged in that area, and that's why they haven't actually implemented it into the retail side of things. Because from my understanding is, if you didn't have an NPN number, you couldn't be on the shelf. But that doesn't seem to be the case, because there's a lot of companies out there that don't have an NPN number, and they're still on the shelf. So I'm not sure what's going on that side.
Yes. Just to enlighten our students who don't know, what is an NPN number?
It's a natural product number. And basically, it gives you the ability to make claims about your product, but it has to be backed by scientific papers and then submitted to Health Canada for review. And then it allows you to put those claims on your label.
I see. That's great. Okay, wonderful. Now, I was part of the original wave of whey back in 92 with David Jenkins, who created the company Designer Whey Protein. You know, that was before anyone knew anything about it. And then there was Bill Phillips, you know, EAS, and Scott Connolly with Metarex. You remember the age when people were buying left, right, and center the little envelopes, you know, the Metarex and all of that? So I've always been interested in whey because I had a fantastic experience with it. It works well in my body and I love it. And of course, there's all kinds of distributors and manufacturing methods for whey. I've been to New Zealand. I understand the quality consciousness there and some of the regulations that protect consumers there and those who consume. Like, one of my favorite foods is New Zealand lamb. But let's talk about New Zealand whey, because I want people to understand the difference between what you provide and some of the other options that are on the shelves and maybe some of the conventional distribution networks.
The main thing with New Zealand whey versus, I guess, North American whey is the fact that they're not using hormones or antibiotics. It is coming from grass-fed cattle. The farming practices are a lot better. Even their waste management is better than how we do things here in North America. So those are the big benefits, because you're getting a product that's void of antibiotics that can wreak havoc on your digestive system and your intestinal flora. So those are some of the key things that are important to look for, especially when you're consuming something. You don't want to consume something that's going to be harmful to the body.
It looks like you've got two different forms of whey. You've got an isolate and then, what is it, a concentrate? Can you talk about those two products?
Yeah, so the isolate is water-soluble protein. Our product has 31 grams of protein. There's no sugar or fat in it. And then we've got the concentrate, which is our original formula. That does have some fat and some lactose in it, and it's lower in protein. You know, there are minimal differences. for those that don't have any issues with lactose, the original is quite beneficial as well, because you get the good fats, CLA, that's found in whey protein.
Do you use any sweeteners or flavoring agents?
We use stevia, but very small amounts. And as far as flavors go, we're using actual flavors. So we're putting real cacao in our product, and we're using vanilla bean extract. So you don't get a overly powering flavor to it. You definitely, when you consume it, can tell that it's actually real ingredients.
Sounds really good. You're making me hungry for a shake. Now, let's move on to greens, because that's enormously important. I've been into greens for 40 years, and I love greens. I use greens. You know, what comes to mind is spirulina. I import it from Hawaii, and chlorella, and all of the different grasses. And, of course, we eat a ton of greens and live on greens, and green is life, and you know all of this. But How can the athlete benefit by taking greens? Why would an athlete who's doing protein shakes want to take or add to a shake some greens?
To get some antioxidants and to get vitamins, mineral, fiber. There's phytonutrients. There's also protein and omega-3 and 6 that are also found in it. Our formula specifically, we designed it so that it becomes more like a multivitamin plus more. So you're getting your vitamins and minerals, but you're also getting protein and phytonutrients that are not in these synthetic vitamin supplements that are on the market.
Do you have any criticism about some of the really popular greens out there, like comparatively speaking? Do you see them using fillers, or their proprietary methods, you know, are designed in such a way as to sort of fool the consumer into thinking that it's providing one thing but not another?
I do, and I think the reason why we developed this was because, you know, a lot of greens out there tend to not have that many greens, but they're loaded with lecithin and other ingredients, so you're missing out on the greens. So we wanted to provide something where you're getting just that, no fillers, no lecithin, and maintain something that, you know, is going to be effective as well, because we're not putting 30 to 40 ingredients into the product. We're only using 12 ingredients. And I'm of the belief that less is more. So the less ingredients you have, the more key ingredients you get, and bioavailability and medicinal value.
Yeah, that's impressive, because I'm just looking at the formula and it looks outrageous. Very, very good. You know, I love the fact that you've got spirulina on top and that it's the most significant contribution in the formula. Now talk about moringa just below the spirulina. What is that, and why did you add that in there?
So moringa is, I consider it a vegetable, and it's used as a vegetable in a lot of tropical places and even in northern India. So the plant itself is very nutrient dense. It's got a great profile for protein as well. And I would consider it comparable to a spirulina type product. So you're going to get something that's nutrient dense and that's going to deliver the nutrients your body requires to function optimally. So that's pretty much why it's there. And if people do get a hold of the leaves, you could actually add it into your salad and eat it like it was spinach. It's got kind of that feel to it.
One thing that comes to mind just as we're speaking is, do you have a sales force? Do you have sales reps out on the road selling to retailers, or do you do a lot of stuff by telemarketing and on your website?
We've got a distribution company, so Purity Life is our distributor. They've got the sales team, and they're out and about getting it into retail stores.
And how many retail stores are there approximately in Canada?
I think there's around probably 2,000 and growing.
And what about the gym market? I remember a time, Richard, when gyms absolutely carried no vitamin products, no powders, nothing at all. And like, I'm in Vernon, and there's like six or seven gyms here, and every single one of them has a kiosk selling proteins and vitamins and bars and all of that. So I'm sure you're in some of that market. Do you try and reach out to these people in the gyms, or do you have difficulty with that?
We've been focused with the natural health food stores. So not the bodybuilding type stores, but the natural health food stores. So yeah, the independent retailers. We are interested in being in the gyms and other venues, but I think it's predominantly people pushing bodybuilding products, which, you know, we don't consider ourselves bodybuilding products. We're, you know, we're selling creatines and other type products that are similar to that. So it's been a bit difficult because we're not viewed as that to those type of stores, though that is changing. I do see them starting to carry some other natural health food brands. So I think with time and as the consumers get educated, I think that'll change, and then brands like myself will go into those places. So only time will tell.
Yeah, of course. Everything changes over time and for the better, we hope. What do you think about the health industry as a whole? Do you think it needs to make some changes? Is it educated to the degree that you're happy with? What is your take on the fact that the health food store industry has no minimum standard of mandatory education? And you know that personal trainers are all certified. They have to get a certification which forces them to study science and biomechanics and exercise physiology. And then in order to keep their certification, they have to continue to study to get more credits. Do you sort of see the difference between our industry, the health food industry, and the fitness industry and their education?
I definitely feel that between those two industries that nutrition should be, like, I have friends that are trainers and they don't know too much about nutrition, but they definitely, they're well educated in exercise. So I think it'd be great to see the two blend in a little bit more and see trainers getting an education in nutrition. And I think that would be a good change to the bodybuilding industry as well, because then you've got trainers that are taught holistic nutrition, which they're going to recommend going to consume things that are more whole food based than just some average supplement that's out there.
Yeah, excellent. Well said. The combination, I've always known that nutrition and exercise are equal and importance. And of course, you know that for long-term health and wellness, as a graduate of the Holistic Institute, you know that they're both absolutely critical to understand and apply. And you're right, the fitness industry is all about fitness and not too much about nutrition. And of course, the opposite is true too. There's not a lot of expertise going on in the health industry about physiology and body mechanics and all of that, but they need to come together and share their wealth of knowledge. Right on. Now, another product that comes to mind that I've always been supportive of, because I'm all over cannabis and hemp and everything that it is this hemp protein that you've got. And I see that you've got one that's mixed with the greens. Do you sell it just on its own, or is it mixed with the greens, the hemp protein?
It's mixed with the greens. So what I wanted to do was have a product that was going to be really nutrient dense. We've got matcha in there, and we've got matcha actually in the greens product as well, just to give some added boost of energy. And the hemp itself is the hemp 70, so it's a water-soluble hemp. And some of the key benefits of hemp is that it contains something called edistin, which is a protein globulin that is only found in hemp products. And the cool thing with edistin is that the protein globulin resembles the protein globulins found in our blood. So that means that it's going to absorb better in the body. And then 35%, the remaining 35% of hemp is albumin, which is found in egg whites. So yeah, I mean, hemp on its own, it's a great product and it has quite a bit of nutrients, but I wanted to make it a little bit more complete. I think with the added spirulina, chlorella, kale, cabbage, broccoli, wheatgrass, barley grass, and even the matcha definitely adds to it. And if you try just hemp on its own versus our product, you'll notice a difference for sure, that our product will give you more energy.
What about mixing and matching like your nice New Zealand whey? What if I added a scoop of the greens to that? Or what if I had the hemp and the greens and added a scoop of New Zealand whey to that? What do you think about that approach?
Well, I know some people do it. We have customers that have called and spoken about what they're doing with their supplementation and how they're making their smoothies, and I don't have an issue with that. I think you don't want to overdo the protein because you're only going to absorb a certain amount. Generally, 30 is about the top range that I usually recommend to people. As long as they're hitting that, that's fine.
Yes, of course. And so this is a supplement, but how firm of a standard do you see the shake now in today's diet? Like, I advocate a shake, no matter what people are eating. You know how hard it is to get people to change their habits. It's usually built over a lifetime. But I can improve their diet by, like, for example, in water, I could add your New Zealand whey and some greens and maybe a beautiful essential omega-3 oil like a hemp or a chia or a flax, and then some organic fruits. Now, that kind of approach, and then we call it a shake and take, where you actually take your vitamins with the shake, because a lot of people miss out on their vitamins and don't know a practical way to take them. So do you have a shake like every day or a couple times a day?
I do a shake a couple of times a day. I also juice. I have at least 4 juices a day as well. And then I'll have smaller meals as well. But I do think a protein shake is great, or just even a shake that has the greens and some source of protein as well. And it definitely beneficial. And if people are trying to curb their appetite and avoid junk food, this would definitely be the way to do it and get something nutritious out of it as well.
Yes, exactly. It's just so practical. Now, can you tell us about your website and what we're going to find there? Can we order the product directly online? Is it only sold by retailers? How does it all work?
So the plant-based stuff is sold on ergogenicsnutrition.com, and then the New Zealand Whey is sold on newzealandwhey.com. You could buy direct, or you can visit a Canadian store and purchase it there.
Is there any difference in price? Like, is it cheaper for me to buy it online, or is it sold at the same price?
Price varies between stores. Definitely, I think if you want something that's easy, delivered right to your door, then buying online is definitely the way. But consumers got to go out and see for themselves what other stores are pricing it at.
And of course, a lot of retailers now are really into the online distribution big time, aren't they?
Yeah, they're starting to grow in that market as well. It's a growing market, online sales. So Amazon has grown quite huge. Now, in this day and age, people are getting comfortable with the idea of doing it.
Excellent. Good stuff. So that's www.ergogenicsnutrition, ergogenics, nutrition.com, and then www.newzealandway.com. Wonderful. Yeah. Okay, well, that's it. Our time is gone. Thanks so much, Richard, for your insight and for the effort that you're putting out into the quality of the products. I mean, these products, I think, are the foundation. You're right. A lot of what I saw yesterday, for example, at the gym, were several people coming in and buying products that are up at the tip, not at the bottom. Like, they're not bottom foundation products, and they're kind of misled by the magazines and even the fitness industry into not knowing about, you know, the things they need to know about holistic nutrition and how to build a strong foundation of food from scratch.
Right.
So, Richard, is there a thought or a message that you would like to leave us with as a parting comment? What is your advice today to people? Like, a lot of our students are personal trainers, they're health food store retailers, they're athletes, coaches, they're just regular moms and dads out there that want to learn about holistic sports nutrition and fitness and whole food nutrition. What is your advice when it comes to choosing the right supplements to add to their diet?
Definitely to do some research and also make sure that it's coming from, like, it's all whole food-based products. So if there's ingredients that you don't understand, then maybe avoid it. Kind of a rule of thumb when choosing supplements. If it's easy to understand and it makes sense, then that's something you should be purchasing.
Richard Mehta is the owner of Ergogenics Nutrition and operates his company with the highest degree of integrity, with a full range of products that one can trust based on the highest standards of production. Thank you very much, Richard, for your time.
You're welcome, and thank you for your time and the opportunity to do this interview.
We hope you've enjoyed the topics discussed and our special guest interview on this edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU is produced monthly and is distributed internationally by the Corey Hawley Institute. To learn how you can subscribe to this unique and motivational audio program, please visit CoreyHawley.com.
Representing lifestyle. New way of life. Listen. It's SNU, sing along, it's true. Yo, coming through straight. Malik with Sports Nutrition Update. Prolong your life, live long, stay strong, for it won't be long till your time is gone. So I sing this song to pass on wisdom. Hit us up at CoreyHawley.com. Love your life, live right, things will be alright. Knowledge is key, just follow our lead. You'll see a change in heart and health, which leads to wealth and higher self-esteem. Follow your dreams and see. Follow your dreams and see.